You know what? This is the 13th time na I have pressed record today because I have been trying to record an episode today and I really want to put something out. So I hope this is the last time that I pressed record. So what triggered me to record an episode was Connor Frantas, Everything Else, where he's alone, like siya lang talaga magsa. He talks about a lot of stuff despite being alone. I think he outlines his episodes well, so I want that for Pick a Struggle as well. That is why I am naming the solo episodes as Struggle is Real. Sana nag-gets yung pun dun. So yan, welcome to Struggle is Real. You're still listening to Pick a Struggle. This is just a solo episode that you might want to enjoy, and since I really enjoy talking, I will talk about a lot of things here. Mostly about myself, of course. And iiwasan ko na mag-rant dito kasi like most of like the listeners of Pick a Struggle listen to Pick a Struggle because they want to enjoy. And hindi naman enjoyable kung puro rant lang yung sabihin ko, diba? So yeah, I guess this is more of sharing my thoughts, sharing about what's been happening in my life or what I have been noticing about me. Things that I like to do, that you might also want to do, and so much more. And speaking of the things that I like to do, recently, I have been going out a lot. Nagpunta ako ng Boracay for the first time, and it was so fun. And then after 2 days, nagpunta naman ako ng La Union. Wow! As in, nagsunog talaga ako ng wallet. Ang lala. And ito pa, hindi lang natatapos yung struggle. Kasi, hindi din ako naka-leave. Tapos, ang pinaka-importante pa doon, may mga deadlines akong kailangan ipasa. Nagawa ko naman. Pero it was very struggling. Hanggang ngayon, nararamdaman ko pa rin yung pagod. And then after that week, there was this week na I just went out with my friends. There are things that I wanted to try in the past na I can now try again. Like, I can attempt to try again. Kasi before, I was just scared. I think this was in 2016, 2017. Parang hindi ko pa kayang gawin yung mga ginagawa ko ngayon kasi I wasn't really true to myself. Now I can finally do it because I have the confidence to do them. So yun. Pero yun, syempre mindful pa din tayo with the like interactions, like social distancing and everything, like anyway. So yun. I've been going out a lot. And yun nga, dahil nga lumalabas ako ng madalas recently, I have met a lot of friends, most especially sa pop-up, sa Katipunan. Tapos, there's this, oh my god, naalala ko lang. There's this one person that I follow on Twitter that was, that kept on mentioning to me dun sa story na. And this is also a PSA for people na sikat online. Not all people go to pop-up because of you. Hindi ka namin pinuntahan doon. We're there to drink and to enjoy. So, oh my god, sana hindi yung makansal ito. Pero yun, we don't go to pop-up because of you. Okay? We go to pop-up because we enjoy the crowd. That includes you. I don't know if that makes sense. And also, hindi naman verbatim. At hindi ko na din babanggitin yung kaibigan ko na yun. Pero kung nakikinig ka, I hope you share this episode. Kasi, oh my god. Anyway, pero yun, sobrang enjoyable ng crowd sa pop-up. And I hope everyone who is listening right now can get to try like going there as well. So, recently, they have been playing twice. Naghihintay ako na mag-play sila ng Cosmic Girls kasi fan niya ako. Pero imposible yun kasi hindi naman si Cosmic Girls sa Pilipinas. Anyway, that's for another day. Pero yun, I really enjoy going out recently. So, just take care of yourselves, guys, if you go out. But for today, I wanted to talk about something that is, or something that I am somehow good at. Because I like organizing, I like taking notes. I am very neurotic with my emails. I think that exact phrase, tatlong beses ko na ata siyang nabanggit sa podcast na to. So, yun. So, I have been using a lot of note-taking apps since 2016. Who introduced me to being organized was my ex-girlfriend when I was still straight in 2016. So, the first note-taking app that I used that she recommended to me was Evernote. And then I remembered visiting the platform recently with that account. Nakita ko na there's this month na I think that was June to July, nilog ko like each day, meron akong isang ilog na learning or thought na nalaman ko ng araw na yon. So, parang natatawa ako nung binabasa kasi ang like sobrang cringy niya. Pero I'm just happy na while reading like those phrases or those lines or like everything that I logged there while reading that, narealize ko na I have grown so much as a person. Like, I'm not the most mature person right now. I think there's a lot of things that I need to learn in my life. Pero of course, I wouldn't be able to identify what mature is if I did not go through that phase. So I'm just happy na I was able to document that. So yun. But going back to the platforms that I've used. So Evernote was one. In college, I think I was able to use a lot of documentation tools as well. Pero hindi ako digital nung time na yun kasi mas gusto ko nagsusulat. And I am kind of proud of my handwriting kapag in-effortan ko. And kung mindful ako nagsusulat, maganda yung handwriting ko. Pero pag hindi, like, sobrang scribble lang. Pero yun. So, that was in college. Pero yun nga, there's Evernote, there's Notion, of course, Notion. Maraming gumagamit ng Notion. I still write on a notebook. Meron akong journal. And I write on that every once in a while. And ano pa ba? Right now, I am using GoodNotes for my iPad kasi I have a pen, an Apple pen, tapos ginagamit ko. So, I try to save paper as much as I can. So, hindi. Parang, right now kasi everything, parang lahat ng bagay gusto ko documented digitally. So, it works for me. GoodNotes work for me. So, yun. And then, most especially, for me na fan ng Apple ecosystem, I write notes or I take notes with using Apple Notes as well. So yun. Madami din akong notes na actually. Most of my fitness notes are in there. And speaking of fitness, alam nyo ba na 3 weeks na akong hindi nag-workout and I feel really, really sluggish and sleepy. Parang hindi ako ganun ka-active. And I feel frail. Not frail. Weak lang. Pero yun. I've been struggling with fitness since November, honestly. Parang I have been trying different workout splits. Like, my food intake is not as consistent as before. And I haven't been logging on my fitness pal as well. On my fitness pal as well. Tapos parang, at one point, I tried using 0, 0, 0, 0. I have tried using 0 for... Ano yun? Reminding me to fast. Parang matime mo yung fasting mo. Pero ayun, parang hirap talaga ako eh. Nagsastruggle talaga ako doon recently. Lalo na yung scheduling ng working out. So right now, I'm having a lot of trouble as well with sleep. Pero I think working for me yung meditation. So yun. I have been trying also Headspace. Ang dami ko tinatry, no? Pero I have been trying. Pero yun nga eh. I think it's very important for me to, like, as a person na mataas ang curiosity, it's important for me to try things, like try new things, try new applications, try new methods of doing things because I don't like judging things na hindi ko pa nasusubukan. Syempre yung mga alam ko naman na chaotic kapag ginawa ko at yung result ay chaotic din ay hindi ko nasusubukan. Syempre measured risk. Pero yon, I like to be immersed first with what I am curious about before I judge it. So let's say roller coasters. Okay, I can try it, pero right now I would answer, like, my answer would be no, kasi takot talaga ako sa heights. Pero yun, parang ganun. Ano pa ba yung mga nasubukan ko na hindi ako, parang, hindi ko ginudge muna, tapos dun ko na-judge nung sinubukan ko, iisip ko lang. Working out. Dati, I didn't like the idea of working out, but I wanted to get fit. I think this was in 2018. I was really scared about going to the gym because takot ako makita ng mga ano, bato-batong tao, yung mga nagbubuhat. Parang na-intimidate talaga ako doon. But then, at one point, nag-snap na lang sa akin na, wait lang, hindi ko pa naman nasusubukan, bakit ganito agad yung ano ko, yung parang impression ko doon. And then eventually, I became one of those people. So ako din yung judge. Pero yun nga, parang it took me a long time to, of course, build that habit of working out. So hopefully, I get back to whatever that habit was. Like, whatever habit worked for me before. And I think I was in my leanest in 2020, nung pandemic. So, ano talaga magawa? Workout ako sa parking lot lagi. Kasi nakatira pa sa condo. So, yun. I need to keep myself healthy. Despite, nawalan ako ng trabaho noon. Wala akong, like, ubos yung finances ko. So, what else can I do there, diba? Actually, yun din yung time na nanood ako ng Drag Race. Na-immerse ko talaga yung sarili ko sa Drag Race because of that era. So, yun. So, yeah. Going back, I was also having problems with sleep. Yung chronic insomnia ko medyo na-trigger recently kasi sunod-sunod yung mga araw na nagpupuyat ako. Tapos may time na kapag gusto ko matulog ng maaga, hindi ako makatulog maaga. So yun. Ang hirap kasi yung environment ko, like my room, is very cozy kasi of course I wanted to achieve a cozy room before, even before pa. So parang wala na dapat akong concern about that eh. Pero nahihirapan talaga matulog because there are a lot of thoughts that's going into my head which I have to get checked for it. Yes, of course. And then, parang yung diet din affects yung sleep ko kasi I've been eating a lot of sweets recently. Although, wala pa naman ako sa borderline obese or I think hindi pa naman ako overweight, honestly. So, namamaintain ko pa din. Sorry yung ingay ng upuan ko. Pero namamaintain ko pa rin yung weight ko. Hindi lang ako parang makapag-build ng muscle because ang dami ko talagang ginagawa ngayon, most especially with work. So yun. So yun. And then there's this like thought na nilagay ko sa outline na cardio and I wanted to share about it, I think. So what did I put here? Ayun. Naalala ko na. So, I wanted to talk about cardio because before I started going to the gym na like bubuhat, like building muscle building. I did a lot of cardio, like I used to dance. I like attending body jump classes. I like doing kettlebells before like para gumaan, weight loss. Tapos mahilig ako maglakad. Like hello, yung unang episode nito ay about me walking ganyan. Tapos nagkaroon din ako ng jump rope era in 2020. So I miss doing cardio. I hope I get back to that habit nga, sabi ko, 'di ba? So hopefully 'yun. But kailangan ko lang din i-limit kasi yung too much cardio would not help in muscle building. So ayun lang. Kailangan ko lang gawin 'yun. And ano pa ba? Yun lang eh, parang nahihirapan lang talaga ako mag-schedule. Before, I used to do home workouts, pero hindi kasi na nag-work sa akin yung home workouts dahil limited yung pwede kong gawin dito. Hindi din ako pwede mag-jump rope. So, ganun. And speaking of home, I wanted to talk about home then. Like, bed spacing, apartment, and renting. So, share ko lang. Right now, I am currently renting an apartment with two other people. So, tatlo kami. And I decided to like live here because it's inexpensive. Sobrang mura talaga. Like, natutuwa ako na ganting amount na binabayaran ko every month kasi nakaka-save talaga. Or at least, napupunta yung pera ko to something else na gusto kong gawin or bilhin. Kasi mura talaga. And masaya din ako kasi nakakapag-decorate na ako. But then, I still have housemates. Ang difference lang niya, ngayon, mayroon na kami niya kanya-kanyang rooms. Before kasi, when I used the bed space. So, share ko lang na I bed spaced for 8 years. 8 years ako nag bed space. And ang hirap for me to get some privacy. I mean, you know. Pero, hirap din ako in terms of, like, moving things around. Kasi I like moving things around. And my housemates right now still know na I like moving things around. Minsan nga, nag-usap kami about kailangan ko ilimit yung pag-move ng mga bagay around. So, yun. Pero, I'm just happy na I have my own space now. I own all the furniture that I have right now. But, my only worry is that kapag dumami yung gamit ko, hindi ko alam saan ko ilalagay. So, I was thinking of replacing my bed frame to yung may compartment sa baba. So, yun. So, plano ko magpagawa nun. Kasi mura lang naman. Tapos, ibibenta ko na lang yung current kong frame. So, ganun. So, yun. I guess, do I have tips? Sige, I will think about it. De, siguro if I have a tip, one of the things that I learned while I was moving here was dapat sana hindi ko minadali yung pagbili ng mga gamit. Kasi parang ngayon, ang issue ko naman sa sobrang, hindi naman sobrang sikit, pero gusto ko kasi yung maraming space, maraming white space, even with my work, with my design, like I like using white space. So with my space as well, like physical space, gusto ko yung merong parts na empty kasi it gives me peace of mind pag nakatingin ako doon. Yung empty wall dito sa may harapan ng kama ko gives me parang more headspace when I wake up. Parang it's just white. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have a painting. I like looking at it. At it because it looks like a blank canvas when I wake up, where I can, like, let's say, plan my day out visually in my head with my eyes. So yun, like, ganun. So yun, sana hindi ko minadali kasi dumadami. Nagbabawas na ako ngayon, nagbenta ako ng gamit. And nagbigay sa kaibigan ko. Yung side table ko pala, binigay ko sa friend ko kasi hindi na siya relevant dito sa space ko. Parang, I can take it out without disrupting my flow inside my room. So, yun. And yun nga, I think this was in the past recording na ginawa ko, like, yung ninth try ko of this recording na binanggit ko na masaya ako kasi automated na yung bahay ko. So, pag nagbanggit ako ng certain command, let's say, hey, ganyan, kasi hindi ko pwede manggitin kasi baka marinig ako. Goodbye! Tapos pag nag-goodbye ako, mamamatay lahat. Tapos magbubukas yung ilaw kapag sinabi ko naman na, I'm here. Pati yung aircon, yung fan, yung mga ilaw. Kasi ako, kasi it makes my life better in terms of hindi ko na kailangan yun gawin mano-mano. Yun, automated, basically, yun na nga. So yun, another tip. Yeah, I think it is nice if you invest in good quality furniture and appliances. So, like, I know it's expensive, pero it's nice if you would save up for you to be able to get a good quality furniture or appliance. Masaya ako na kinuha ko tong aircon na to. So this is an LG split type inverter. Although napagalitan ako kasi hindi pala pwede inverter type dito sa apartment na to. Pero yun, masaya ako kasi nalalaman ko yung consumption ko. Nakakontrol ko yung consumption ko. Tapos, mas mura yung binabayaran ko. Yun nga lang, syempre, pricey yung actual device, yung mismong appliance. Pero, masaya ako na I have this appliance because it helps me sleep better at night. Siyempre, hindi na ganun kainit kapag nagtatrabaho ko ng tanghali at gusto ko na malamig. Nakakapagtrabaho mas maayos. So, I don't need to go out just to get myself cooler. Like, figuratively and literally. Hindi ko alam kung tama. Sorry about my grammar. Pero yun, I guess that's it. I don't have any... Oh, there's another thing. If you are the type of person na is very concerned about aesthetics, make sure that the things you buy are research-based. Parang, ano ba? Padadaliin natin yan. Pag-iisipin natin yan. Kumbaga, kung may bibilihin kayo, tapos sabay-sabay, make sure na you research well and you think about it. Like, you think through your decisions to make sure na yun talaga yung gusto niyo aesthetic. Tapos i-plan niyo, go to the place, check if like it would match with the floor and the ceiling and the wall. Kasi it's one thing na natutunan ko dito, kasi hindi ko siya inalala. I just sabi ko lang, gusto ko lahat ng ano furniture ko puti and gray and brown. Yun lang. But then some of my stuff didn't work. So na-realize ko na dapat yung shades nung ano nung wood na gagamitin ko would be the same or parang may isang maiiba. Like dapat mag-match sa floor, dapat mag-match sa kama, ganun. So yun. I guess that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed Struggle is Real by Pick a Struggle. Still, you're still listening to Pick a Struggle, by the way. So, abangan yung next episode kasi I'll be releasing an episode of Pick a Struggle soon with AJ na hindi ko pa na-edit pero i-edit ko na for you. So, stay tuned. Goodbye.